What is up, everybody? This is your main man, Tyler, here with the Around the Bases podcast. Here to essentially recap the last full week of the regular season, as well as look ahead to the final weekend in conference play before conference tournaments start. So this will be the last weekly episode until finals. So without further ado, let's go ahead and dive in. Thursday last week, Melissa Holdsopp Foles, 15 strikeouts weren't enough in Cleveland State's 1-0 8-inning loss to Youngstown State. And Anna Watson's home run 5 RBIs led Baylor to a 12-9 win at BYU in the second game of a doubleheader. To Friday now. Delaney Keith's 2 home runs, 5 RBIs led Coastal Carolina to a 9-1 5-inning victory over Georgia State. Syracuse pulled off a stunner at home over Virginia Tech 2-1. Florida rolled past Georgia in Athens 9-1 in 5 innings to open their series. Jasoni Beachum's home run, 5 RBIs led Florida State to the 13-3 5-inning victory over North Carolina. South Carolina took the series opener at Kentucky 5-2. Abby Jones, 2 home runs, 6 RBIs, led Tulsa to a 10-0 5-inning victory over UTSA. Molly Rainey's walk-off home run lifted North Texas to a series and doubleheader opening home 4-3 9-inning victory over Wichita State. Then in the second game, Chloe Barber's 14 strikeouts weren't enough, as Michaela Smith's home run in the 5th was enough to lead North Texas to the home series victory with a 1-0 victory in Game 2. South Florida opened their home series with Florida Atlantic with a 1-0 victory. Hannah Campbell's RBI single in the 7th lifted Arkansas to the series opening 2-1 victory at LSU. Peyton Gottschall shut down Alabama in Tennessee's series opening 5-0 victory in Tuscaloosa. Villanova essentially clinched the Big East regular season title, and that was confirmed earlier on Tuesday, with a series opening 3-1 victory at UConn. Jaden Gailey's walk-off double lifted Georgia Tech to a series opening 6-5 victory over Virginia. Lua Day's 2 home runs, 5 RBIs led Sacramento State to a 9-0 5-inning victory over Montana in the first game of a doubleheader. Courtney Weish's 10 strikeouts weren't enough in Maryland's 2-1 loss to Purdue. Michigan took the series opener at Penn State 2-0, a stunner as Southern Miss took down Texas State at home 9-3. Isabella Smith's 15 strikeout no-hitter led Campbell to the 5-0 victory over North Carolina A&T. Julia Apsell's 12 strikeouts led Hofstra to the 6-1 victory over Hampton. Billy Kerwood's 12 strikeouts led Monmouth to the 4-1 victory over College of Charleston. Taylor McKinney's walk-off home run lifted Troy to the series opening 3-2 10-inning victory over South Alabama at home. Ronnie Groffman's no-hitter led Houston Christian to the 2-0 victory over Northwestern State in the second game of a doubleheader. Dacia Richards' 10-strikeout one-hitter led Grambling State to the 6-0 victory over Alcorn State in the first game of a doubleheader. Haleen Gonzalez's 10 strikeouts led Bethune-Cookman to a 5-2 victory over Mississippi Valley State in the first game of a doubleheader. Rachel Campbell's 2 home runs, 5 RBIs led Utah Tech to the 8-4 victory over UT Arlington in the second game of a doubleheader. Maddie Penta's 18 strikeouts led Auburn to the 2-1 11-inning victory at Ole Miss. Shelby Lowe added 2 strikeouts of her own to bring the total for the Auburn Tigers to 20 strikeouts for the game. Nigeri Kanade's 11 strikeouts led Stanford to the series opening 3-1 victory at Washington. And lastly, on Friday, UCLA opened their home series with Arizona with an easy 10-2 5-inning victory. To Saturday's action. Georgia evened the home series with Florida thanks to an 11-6 victory. South Alabama evened the series at Troy thanks to a 6-3 win. Virginia Tech combined for 13 strikeouts and scored 4 runs in the 8th inning to even the series at Syracuse in a 7-3 8-inning victory. Kentucky responded to even the home series with South Carolina 3-1 in a 3-1 win. Arkansas clinched the series at LSU with a 4-1 victory. Washington evened their home series with Stanford thanks to a 3-1 victory. Tennessee clinched the series at Alabama because of a 2-0 win. Devin Miller's 12 strikeouts led Fordham to the 3-2 victory for St. Louis in their first game of a doubleheader. Annika Anderson's no-hitter led Tulsa to the 8-0 five-inning victory of UTSA. Wichita State salvaged the series at North Texas with a 6-0 victory. Riley White's 13 strikeouts led UMass Lowell to the 3-0 victory for Maine in the first game of a doubleheader. Autumn Courtney's 11 strikeouts led Queens to a 4-3 victory for Stetson in the first game of a doubleheader. Virginia evened the series at Georgia Tech with a 16-1 five-inning thrashing. Stunned Clemson 6-3 to even the series at home. Rosie Garcia's 2 home runs, 5 RBIs lifted UConn to the 5-4 victory over Villanova. Maryland combined for 12 strikeouts in their 5-4 10-inning victory over Purdue. Michigan smashed Penn State 14-3 in 6 innings to clinch the series at Happy Valley, or in Happy Valley, rather. Julia Apsell threw a perfect game in Hofstra's 1-0 victory over Hampton. Emily Winstead's no-hitter led UNC Wilmington to the 15-0 five-inning victory at Drexel. Kylie Myers' 12 strikeouts led Marist to the 7-3 victory over Canisius in the first game of a doubleheader. Jensen Hall's 12 strikeout one-hitter led Dartmouth to a 10-0 five-inning victory at Penn in the first game of a doubleheader. Marin Jordan's 7 RBIs led Howard to a 29-8 five-inning rout of Norfolk State. Hadley Parisian's 2 home runs, 5 RBIs led Miami of Ohio to the 9-1 five-inning victory for Kent State in the second game of a doubleheader. Brooklyn Schroyer's 11 strikeouts led Fairleigh Dickinson, FDU, to the 5-4 victory for Stonehill in the first game of a doubleheader. Sam Kowalski's 11 strikeouts led Sacred Heart to the 2-0 victory over Lemoyne in the first game of a doubleheader. Grace Vesco's 10 strikeouts led St. Francis to a 5-1 victory at Wagner in the first game of a doubleheader. Samantha Hayer's 10 strikeouts led Northern Iowa to a 8-0 5-inning victory over Illinois State in the first game of a doubleheader. Arizona State stunned Cal at home with back-to-back homers to walk it off in a 5-4 victory. Emily Cimino's home run, 5 RBIs led Lehigh to a 10-2 five-inning victory at Army in the second game of a doubleheader. Yana Figueroa's 2 home runs, 5 RBIs led Prairie View A&M to the 9-0 victory at Arkansas Pine Bluff in the second game of a doubleheader. Well, in the first game, Mia Nunez's double, triple, home run, 5 RBIs led Prairie View A&M to the 15-7 six-inning victory. Torrey Nisha's 13 strikeouts led South Dakota State to the 5-2 victory over St. Thomas in the first game of a doubleheader. Omaha threw a combined no-hitter in their 7-0 victory over North Dakota in the first game of a doubleheader. Arizona responded, evening the series at UCLA with an 8-4 victory. And lastly, to wrap up Saturday, Missouri opened their home series with Mississippi State with a 4-0 victory. And let's move on to Sunday's action. Casey Ricard's 11 strikeouts led Boston University to a 10-1 6-inning victory at Lafayette. Jada Kearney's double home run, 5 RBIs not enough, as Florida got the huge series victory at Georgia in a 10-7 loss for the Bulldogs. South Carolina took the series at Kentucky with a 3-0 victory. The stunner of the week comes to us from Syracuse as they took the home series with Virginia Tech because of a 6-2 victory on Sunday. Virginia fought to win their series at Georgia Tech thanks to a 4-3 victory. Sierra Briggs' RBI double in the 5th salvaged the home series for LSU in their 1-0 win over Arkansas. Alabama salvaged their home series with Tennessee in a 1-0 win. Lauren Durkowski's 12 strikeouts led Michigan to the sweep at Penn State in a 3-2 9-inning victory. South Alabama takes the series at Troy because of a 7-2 win. Alyssa Danielle's 2 home runs, 5 RBIs led Oregon to a 9-2 victory over Northern Colorado. Isabella Smith's 14 strikeouts led Campbell to a 6-1 victory over North Carolina A&T. My Johnson's 11 strikeouts led Belmont to the 1-0 8-inning victory over Bradley. Alexis Pupillo's double home run 6 RBIs led Northern Illinois to the 19-1 5-inning rout of Illinois State. Sammy Cahiga's double home run 6 RBIs led Southern Indiana to the 8-2 victory over Tennessee State. Cameron Myers' 10 strikeouts led Omaha to the 4-0 win at North Dakota. Stanford clinched the series at Washington because of a 2-1 victory. Missouri clinched their home series over Mississippi State with a 4-1 win. And then lastly, UCLA scored 11 unanswered to take the home series with Arizona in an 11-7 victory, bringing an end to the UCLA-Arizona Pac-12 rivalry. Not to say they won't meet up in non-conference in the future, but just as it stands, that's their last Pac-12 meeting, as the Pac-12 is essentially dissolving. But anyway, moving on. Monday, one game of note. Nadia Barbary's 2-run double in the 7th salvaged the series for Mississippi State at Missouri in a 3-2 victory. Tuesday, yesterday, since it's early Wednesday right now, Lauren Kelleher's double, triple, home run, and 5 RBIs led Boston University to the 6-1 home victory over Boston College. Winthrop threw a combined 11 strikeout no-hitter in their 6-0 victory over College of Charleston. Maddie Hickingbottom's 11 strikeouts and 6 innings pitched led Niagara to the 4-1 victory over St. Bonaventure in the first game of a doubleheader. And then lastly, Arizona stranded the bases loaded from no outs. It was no outs, bases loaded. Then Asa Silva struck out 3 batters in a row to take down Grand Canyon at home 3-2. And I know Grand Canyon's going to be pissed at themselves for missing an opportunity with bases loaded, no outs, to score at least one run and send it to the bottom of the 7th at Hillenbrand there in Arizona. But it's unfortunate. But we know Grand Canyon's a really good team, so it's not like it's... Ooh, it's not like it's out of the question, if you will. But anyway, so that does it for thus far. We're going to let the Wednesday games play out today, and then I'll record the recap of those games of note, get you the RPI rankings updated through Monday's games, conference standings, the weekend series schedule of note, and then the stat leaders, and I'll have all that recorded hopefully tonight, maybe early tomorrow morning, we'll see. But that is all for now, so stay tuned for more. We'll be back with the rest of the episode tomorrow night. You won't notice any difference because it seems like it's spliced together, so stay tuned. I am back, as it is now Wednesday at 11 p.m., here to recap the final few games here from Wednesday. Cal took down Nevada 5-1 at home. Virginia Tech was able to handle Liberty in Lynchburg 4-1. Northern Iowa picked up a 6-5 home victory over in-state power conference foe Iowa. Anna Serafinko's 10-strikeout two-hitter led St. John's to the 2-0 victory at Army in the second game of a doubleheader. Alexis Lucien's 12 strikeouts led Buffalo to the 10-2 victory at Canisius in the first game of a doubleheader. And lastly, Florida scored 2 runs in the 9th to exact revenge on the Seminoles in Tallahassee with a wild 15-13 victory to split the season series. Alright, now we're going to move to the RPI rankings. Give me 1 second here. All right, and let's see. RPI rankings. Delaware, 94. Omaha, 73. Southeastern Louisiana, 69. James Madison, 67. Grand Canyon, 63. Troy, 59. Eastern Kentucky, 54. Southern Illinois, 52. McNeese, 46. Boston University, 43. Liberty, 39. Excuse me. Miami of Ohio, 38. South Alabama, 32. Northwestern, 30. Charleston, Charlotte, 28. Washington 21, Virginia Tech 20, Cal 19, Baylor 18, Texas State 17, Florida 16, Arkansas 15, Alabama 14, Texas A&M 13, Oklahoma State 12, Louisiana 11, Florida State 10, Missouri 9, UCLA 8, Tennessee 7, Duke 6, Stanford 5, Georgia 4, LSU 3, Oklahoma 2, and Texas at number 1. Conference standings as we head into the final weekend of the regular season for most. The Big West and the West Coast Conference don't have a conference tournament, so those two still have another week ahead of them. But as things stand, Boston University on top of the Patriot League with Lehigh right behind a game behind them. Delaware's on top of the CAA with Campbell 2 games behind them. San Diego State's on top of the Mountain West, about looking very closely to clinching the Mountain West title with Nevada in second. South Dakota State is on top of the Summit League with Omaha in second. Louisiana is on top of the Sun Belt with Texas State second, South Alabama third. Troy is tied for fourth with Coastal Carolina, and James Madison is sixth. Binghamton is on top of the America East with Bryant not too far behind. Florida Atlantic and Charlotte are tied atop the American with North Texas third. Florida State is on top of the ACC with Duke second, Virginia Tech third, Clemson and Virginia are tied for fourth, and moving on to the Atlantic Sun, Eastern Kentucky sits atop that pretty comfortably. Oklahoma sits atop the Big 12 with Texas second, Oklahoma State third, both all separated by 2 games. Villanova has clinched the Big East regular season, so they are the Big East champs. Northwestern sits, I believe, a loss ahead of Michigan heading into the final Big Ten weekend before the tournament next week. Cal State Fullerton is on top of the Big West with Long Beach State sitting a couple games back in second. They will play each other next weekend in the final weekend of their regular season for the Big West title, should Long Beach State be within 3 games next week. Liberty He has the Conference USA wrapped up. They're first. Youngstown State, essentially the same with the Horizon League. Southern Illinois, same thing in the Missouri Valley. UCLA's on top of the Pac-12 with Stanford second, Washington third, Oregon fourth, and Arizona fifth. Tennessee sits atop the SEC. Texas A&M second, Florida third, Arkansas fourth, Georgia fifth, LSU sixth. Missouri and Mississippi State tied for 7th, Alabama 9th, South Carolina, Kentucky tied for 10th, and Auburn 12th with Ole Miss bringing up the rear. McNeese is on top of the Southland Conference, and Southeastern Louisiana has a shot at them here. Loyola Marymount, LMU, sits atop the West Coast Conference, sitting at 8-4 in conference. There's 4 teams tied at 4-4, so we'll see how that all plays out. Grand Canyon sits way ahead in the WAC. Dayton sits on top of the Atlantic 10 with South St. Louis close behind. USC Upstate pretty much wraps up the Big South. Princeton, Harvard, and Yale are all tied atop the Ivy League. Marist is on top of the MAAC with Niagara and Rider sitting second and third respectively. Miami of Ohio is so far ahead in the MAC. St. Francis is so far ahead in the Northeast Conference. Eastern Illinois is on top of the Ohio Valley with SEMO, Southeast Missouri, sitting second. And in the Southern Conference, it's Chattanooga on top with UNCG right behind them. So let's move on to the, shall we say, the final series schedule. Missouri at South Carolina could be important for seeding purposes. Oregon at Stanford is a big one in the Pac-12. Kentucky at Tennessee. Kentucky could really use some great wins. Lehigh at Boston University. I mentioned that. That's the battle for the top of the Patriot League. I would expect Boston University to win. I love the Terriers. They're always at the top of the Patriot League, and I expect the Terriers to get that series. Troy at Louisiana is an intriguing one, not necessarily a top, but at least top 4 in the Sun Belt. Georgia at Mississippi State, Alabama at Auburn, the Iron Bowl brought to the diamond, if you will. Texas A&M at Florida. Liberty is going non-conference for the last weekend of the regular season, going to take a trip down to Baton Rouge and take on the LSU Tigers for a three-game series. Excuse me. The last bedlam, as a part of the Big 12 anyway, Oklahoma State at Oklahoma. Every game on TV. Friday's game is on FS1, and then Saturday and Sunday is on the ESPN networks. So that's going to be very intriguing. The last Big 12 bedlam. Campbell at Delaware atop the CAA. Delaware essentially needs one win, and they've clinched the regular season title. San Diego State at UNLV. It's not a huge series because San Diego State's pretty much all they need is a one win, and they've clinched the title, regular season title. But it's in because UNLV is still fighting for a better position in the tournament themselves. So we'll see how that turns out. And then in the Summit League, South Dakota State at Omaha, big series there to see if Omaha could dent the Jackrabbits. Torrey Neish versus Cameron Meyer. That's a great matchup. And if you don't follow the mid-major softball, those two should be a treat to get together and watch. North Texas at Charlotte, a battle towards the top of the American. Southeastern Louisiana at McNeese. Same situation for McNeese. One win essentially wraps up the Southland regular season title. And then Dayton at St. Louis in the Atlantic 10. So very interesting stuff there. There's still a lot to be fought over here in the last weekend of the regular season. Again, for most conferences. Individual stat leaders. Nigeri Kanade leads the nation in ERA, 0.55 of Stanford, of course. Southern Illinois' Medea Groff, second, 0.75. Oklahoma's Kirsten Deal, third, with exactly one. Peyton Gotchall of Tennessee, fourth, 1.03. And her teammate, Carlin Pickens, fifth with a 1.05. Which is impressive that Tennessee has two of the top individual ERAs in the nation. But that'll come back in the team ERA here shortly. Dartmouth's Jensen Hall still leads the nation in strikeouts per seven innings with 11.4. Wichita State's Chloe Barber, second, 10.8. Nigeri Kanade, third, 10.7. Belmont's Maya Johnson, 4th, 10.4, and Duke's Cassidy Curd, 5th, 10.3. Medea Groff and Texas State's Jessica Mullins tied for the nation's lead with 26 victories. Casey Ricard of Boston University and Coastal Carolina's Rayleigh Brabham are tied for 3rd with 23, and there's two players tied for 5th with 22. Carly Spade of Miami of Ohio leads the nation in slugging percentage at 1.091. Her teammate, Jenna Golombewski, second, 1.034. And her teammate, Kate Kobayashi, third, 0.959. Duke's Claire Davidson is fourth, 0.923. And Minnesota's Jess Oakland, fifth, 0.908. Florida's Corby Otis leads the nation on base percentage with a 0.576. Baylor's Shalem Govan, second, 0.573. Karina Gaskins of Notre Dame, third, 0.557. Aaron Coffle of Kentucky, 4th, 0.556, and Wichita State's CeCe Wong, 5th, 0.555. Kayla Ronsine and Ashley Trierweiler, Boston University and Grand Canyon, respectively, are tied for the nation's lead with 79 hits. Maya Davis of Louisiana, 3rd with 78. Boston University's Caitlin Coker and Boise State's Sophia Knight tied for 4th with 73. Carly Spade leads the nation in home runs with 30. Jenna Golombewski's second. Obviously, Carly Spade's teammate is second with 26. Ball State's Michaela Timmons third, 21. Kate Kobayashi, also of Miami of Ohio, and Virginia Tech's Corey McMillan tied for 4th with 20. Reese Atwood of Texas and Jenna Golombewski tied for the lead in RBIs with 70. Carly Spade and Rutgers' Morgan Smith tied for third with 65. Medea Groff leads the nation in strikeout-to-walk ratio at 10.55. Nigeri Kanade third, 9.32. And Clemson's Millie Thompson fifth, 8.88. Now, I didn't think Nigeri Kanade, I thought Nigeri Kanade had ran away with the strikeout, with the strikeout queen list. But Nigeri Kanade has been equaled as FDU, Fairleigh Dickinson's Brooklyn Schroyer has now equaled her, and they are tied for the nation's lead in strikeouts with 233. Casey Ricard, third, 218. Medea Groff and Auburn's Maddie Pinta are tied for fourth with 211. So very interesting strikeout. Who's going to be the queen of strikeouts this year is very interesting. I thought it was a done deal that it would be Nigeri Kanade. But here we are. Team stat leaders. Oklahoma leads the nation in batting average, .372. Texas second, .371. Miami of Ohio third, .363. Southeastern Louisiana fourth, .35. And North Carolina fifth, .349. Tennessee leads the nation in ERA at 1.27. Boston University second, 1.31. Duke third, 1.54. Texas fourth, 1.65. And Oklahoma fifth, 1.66. Seton Hall leads nation in fielding percentage at .983. Arizona and Oklahoma tied for second, .982. And Washington and Florida Atlantic tied for fourth, .981. Miamiville, Ohio leads the nation in homers per game still at 3.04. Virginia Tech second, 2.2. Oklahoma third, 1.94. Georgia Tech 4th, 1.62, and Georgia 5th, 1.56. The Redhawks of Miami of Ohio also lead the nation in scoring or runs per game at 9.49. Oklahoma 2nd, 8.35. Virginia Tech 3rd, 7.98. Florida 4th, 7.94. And Florida State 5th, 7.88. Miami of Ohio also lead the nation in slugging at .769. Oklahoma 2nd, .673. Virginia Tech 3rd, .652, Florida 4th, .603, and Florida State 5th, .601. Tennessee leads the nation in strikeout-to-walk ratio at 4.46, Stanford 2nd, 4.28, Auburn 3rd, 4.26, Texas State 4th, 3.95, and Belmont 5th, 3.9. And lastly, Oklahoma leads the nation in walks with 265, Miami of Ohio 2nd, 232, Florida 3rd, 225, Villanova 4th, 209, and UNCG 5th, 208. And that is all I have for you as we barrel into the last week of the last weekend of the regular season. Plenty of good games, plenty of good action within many conferences to determine a regular season champ, among other things. So plenty to keep your eyes on. This will be the last, like I said earlier this morning when I recorded the first half. This will be the last weekly release until regionals. Because I'm going to do my best to record an episode every day for conference tournaments that conference tournaments are happening. So I'll recap games through Sunday. There's no games Monday. Tuesday is the beginning of conference tournaments. So I will, I think Monday night will be my next episode. So I'll get that recorded as quickly as I can. A preview of Tuesday's games and what I could see happening. And I'll have some RPI rankings updated, hopefully, through Monday or through Sunday's games. So, plenty of good stuff. Hope to have an episode. I'll do my best to have an episode every day for conference tournaments, recapping each day and previewing the next day and giving my thoughts on what could happen. So look forward to that. Stay tuned. Should be a fun week ahead as we barrel into the postseason. So I just want to thank you guys for listening. Enjoy the softball this weekend. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you again for listening. This is your main man, Tyler, signing off with the Around the Bases podcast. Thank you for listening, and good night.